This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot going on. Obviously, the weather hits you with the rain this morning. Headed out the door, but it is going to be mild for the next couple of days. So we got that going for us till we get to the deep freeze again by the end of the week on Thursday. Story about artificial intelligence. Actually, stories are coming daily, and Pittsburgh seems to be, because of Carnegie Mellon University and others, have us poised to be maybe a hub for artificial intelligence in the future. And a story about our Carnegie Robotics caught our attention. Jake Dabkowski is a reporter with the Pittsburgh Business Times and joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Jake, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back on.
Since you're immersed in this world, we've got a legitimate chance to at least be a major player in this world. And your story about this Lawrenceville-based company unveiling a artificial intelligence computer system that can be worn, a body-worn system for military members. How does this work?
Yeah, so I think an important piece of context for your listeners is that this technology is based off of a graphics processing unit. Now, they're called that because when the hardware was first designed, it was really associated with video rendering. But now, because that specific piece of hardware is really good for also doing AI computations, it's become a very versatile technology. So the Carnegie Robotics, which is not affiliated with the university, it's its own company, they have designed this basically almost, I hate to call it a fanny pack because it's not, but it'll be used by military members, and then they'll hook it into other pieces of technology. So the military has developed lenses like goggles, and then by hooking it up to that and utilizing software, they could put, say, location services in the goggles or use real-time translation.
So if they were in a foreign country, for instance, it would be able to make everything they see intelligible for them.
Yes, precisely. And that's one of many, many factors. Now, Carnegie doesn't do the software. They've partnered with Booz Allen Hamilton to optimize the tech for the software. It's going to be open to any software that people who purchase the tech want to put on it. But they have designed it for this one big military firm's software specifically.
Now, how will this wind up being acquired by the Pentagon?
So, I mean, it's for sale. They're taking pre-orders now, is my understanding, and they'll start shipping them out in the first quarter of next year. It'll depend on what departments are interested in. There's a whole industry associated with innovation in the Pentagon. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, I believe the number is like 314, organizations within the Pentagon focused on innovation specifically. So the Defense Department's always really looking for tech, and they look to Pittsburgh a lot, not just for something like this with AI, but other AI practicalities like automated drones or automated vehicles.
Yeah, I know that we have had a lot of conversations because of the places that are based here. A lot of us are unaware how many related to robotics and artificial intelligence, but we are becoming a hub for this, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think it's really, there's a specific set of tailwinds that have hit Pittsburgh right now where the city has really pushed to grow its tech sector, and a lot of players in that industry have pushed to grow the sector over the past, especially 10 years. And now with the rise of artificial intelligence, there very much is for the Pittsburgh tech sector, oh, wow, this is what we're really good at, and this is what there's a huge demand for. There's definitely still a lot that needs to be done, especially access to venture capital remains very, very limited in the Pittsburgh area compared to other metros like Seattle or San Francisco or even Boston or Miami. But there's very much a lot of the factors, especially from a tech talent standpoint, that cities would need to thrive in that sector.
Where does Pittsburgh fit into the AI and tech picture in the United States in comparison with other hotbeds for the activity?
So that's a tough question because in terms of, so first of all, I'll say in terms of pay, the average AI software engineer. Pittsburgh is the third highest metro. So in San Francisco and Seattle, those outrank Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's outranking Boston and Miami in terms of average pay. But in terms of employee count, Pittsburgh is actually, not to say down, but we produce more talent than we can hire out of Carnegie Mellon and out of even the other universities. So we're definitely, I don't want to use the term struggling to keep pace with other cities of our size, but there definitely is a lot more room for growth.
And we understand that this kind of technology requires an exorbitant amount of power, and we're sitting on a lot of that with the Marcellus Shale and natural gas in the industry here. So we'll see where we go. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Jake Dabkowski, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.